This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I got to tell you, man, I think I've lost about 5 pounds, which is a pretty historic, and I think it's because I've been working out while watching the Olympics. Yesterday, over the weekend, I was watching the marathon. Right? Like it was a 26-mile marathon. I don't know if I saw the ladies' marathon. I remember seeing their triathlon, and I was like out of breath watching that for 5 seconds. But watching the guys run 26 miles and practically pass out and being all lactic acidotic, you know, it just made me work out an extra 30 seconds than I usually do. And I shut off the treadmill 30 seconds later. And I think just watching the Olympics helped me lose a little weight. So I would suggest we do just as we did back in the 1980s, where we work out with workout videos. And I'm not saying Richard Simmons or anything, you know, or is it Gene Simmons. Yeah, Richard. Yeah, you know what? Watching Gene Simmons, trust me, you want to work out to that too. But very, very exciting Olympics. The most dramatic and historic ever, like I've said before. I mean, it all started with the whole Zika controversy. Then we talked about the water quality, a lot of media stories and hypotheses and statistics coming out with bacteria and, you know, nasty bugs in the water. Then there were, I guess, dead bodies and some body parts in the water being reported. The diving pool starts turning green. We saw Michael Phelps with his, you know, championship of how many now medals was it? 32? I don't know how many medals he's got in total, but it was like a lot. Ledecky, Manuel, Simone Biles, the final five in gymnastics. No more. It's going to be cut down to 4 gymnasts now. And their coaches, the Carolis, I believe, are retiring. Kerry Walsh Jennings losing a gold medal but winning bronze. Again, kind of historic, but still an amazing Olympic career for her, and I think she's coming back. Usain Bolt, of course, just, I mean, amazing to watch. Historic. By the way, all Olympians need to be, I guess, honored for this, but what I'm talking about is the historical aspect of it. I guess Usain Bolt turned 30. And some of those pictures of him with some ladies, I guess, have been circulating around the internet. But I believe he's retiring. So Usain Bolt retiring, Michael Phelps retiring, the women's 40 relay contact, that was pretty historic, where somebody kind of touched Felix and then she wasn't able to pass the baton, so then they got to rerun on an empty track, and then they got to actually place first in the final. They ran so well. Jorgensen's triathlon, I have to say, was absolutely amazing. I guess we had some coaches start taking off their clothes when they were mad about what happened in the wrestling ring. I got that story for you later. That was kind of interesting. And this one I liked. This was great. This was a Army Reservist Second Lieutenant Sam Kendricks was in the middle of his pole vault, and he just stops. And he stops because he heard the national anthem in the background, and he stopped to be able to stand still during the national anthem, which is what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to be getting up to go to the bathroom. We're not supposed to be scratching ourselves. We're supposed to be standing, you know, at attention. So I thought that was pretty cool. He's a U.S. Army Reservist, Sam Kendricks, 23, from Mississippi. He was running pole in hand. He hears the Star Spangled Banner, and then he stops. And then he claps, and then he picks up the pole, and then he goes ahead. So I don't know if he got a penalty or whatever, but he still went on to win the bronze. So well done, and that was pretty damn cool. And then, of course, the most I don't want to say historic, but the most dramatic of the Rio Olympics was this Ryan Lochte issue, where whether they were extorted, whether they had, whether, you know, he was robbed, whether it was extortion, whether they screwed up, had to pay damage, and there was a gun involved, whatever happened, he and his buddies got into some stupid and, you know, getting into some trouble, unfortunately, doesn't reflect well on any of us. And unfortunately, you know, all of them could have been killed, so I'm glad they weren't. I still don't know what the heck happened, but this headline caught my eye. Ryan Lochte loses Speedo. And I was like, really, did he lose his bathing suit in the pool? Because one of the divers, I think, started to lose his bathing suit underwater in front of the cameras. But no, he loses his Speedo sponsorship now. According to this quote-unquote fake robbery scandal, Speedo announced Monday that it has dropped the U.S. swimmer since it cannot condone behavior that is counter to the values this brand has long stood for. Speedo will also donate a $50,000 portion of Lochte's fee to Save the Children, which is a global charity partner for the parent company for children in Brazil. So, remember, Lochte with his U.S. swimming teammates, Jimmy Feagan, Jack Conger, and Gunnar Benz all claimed they were robbed at gunpoint by men posing as cops when they head back to the Olympic Village in a taxi on August 14th. But after investigation, Rio police concluded that the athletes were drunk, vandalized a gas station, and were detained by army security until they paid for the damage they caused. Again, I'm still a little torn if the army security guy, you know, had a gun on them, all right, and said, you need to pay. So, I, you know, I'm still kind of torn on that. But like I said, they got into some stupid, and doing that, unfortunately, it's, there's all these consequences now. Lochte was able to make it out of the country. He did have an interview with Matt Lauer. Apparently Matt Lauer was all over the news because he wasn't wearing socks at the time during the interview. Come on, guys, give everybody some, you know, okay, please. All right, by the way, wear socks with your shoes, because if you don't wear socks with your shoes, your feet really, really stink. Okay, you know, you sweat more and you could get fungus and all that. So I would recommend just for Matt Lauer, not because of the interview's sake. I don't care if he's in flip-flops or barefoot. But, you know, you really don't want those loafers to start to stink. So he said, Lochte said, I over-exaggerated that story. And if I had never done that, we wouldn't be in this mess. None of this would have happened. It was my immature behavior. And Speedo has a sponsorship deal with Lochte, has had this for over a decade, so they appreciate his many achievements and hopes he moves forward and learns from this experience. Losing Speedo, wow. Oh, that's not good. All right, so the Olympians definitely letting off some steam, hopefully back, and now we could get back to our lives and get back to some very interesting news. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Daly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is a crazy story. I just have to open with this here. We have a man who was married, okay, and obviously the wife had a mother-in-law, and most men seem to, you know, hide, shy away, flee from the mother-in-law. This one didn't. This one left his wife to marry his mother-in-law. Now he wants a divorce because he says it's a mistake. Really? Okay, I could have told you that, okay? Please. Okay, no mother-in-law is marryable. That's just, in its definition. I mean, even me later, I have to realize that once I become a mother-in-law, I will lose all sexual attraction. I will lose all mojo. It's just going to happen. So what we're being told now is 22-year-old Serge Motto said he made a mistake and wants to divorce his 42-year-old wife, Asha Devi. The couple's affair began when Miss Devi came to stay with their daughter, Lalita, and Mr. Motto in the village of Paraini in the state of Bihar last year. She looked after her son-in-law, but he became ill, and when she returned home, they would speak constantly, and he would also visit her at her home. When Lalita and her father found out about the affair, they told her to stay away, but she refused. The couple then eloped and married on June 1 in Damdaha. Now, though, the couple realizes they made a mistake and they have filed for divorce. Mr. Motto has a son with his ex-wife, Lalita, and he says, I've come to realize my folly now. I admit I have committed a mistake, but will never repeat in the future. Yeah, I don't know how many more mother-in-laws you're going to have now. He said, now, I no longer treat her as my wife. Rather, I have started paying her regard as a mother. Miss Devi agreed. And you want to know what really kills me about all this is all of them are younger than me. You know, I mean, I'm already at that age where we got a mother-in-law. I'm already older than another mother-in-law. I'm not even a mother-in-law myself. And I am older than somebody else's mother-in-law. Gosh, I'm really going to have a inferiority complex. First the Olympics, now this. So Mrs. Devi agreed and said, no longer do I want to treat him as my husband, but as a son-in-law. We have already filed for a divorce petition in court, and I want to return to my husband as soon as possible. And now he's begging to get Lalita back. I like love stories. Excuse me, but this is just weird. This is just very weird. But can this happen? Absolutely. Okay, you know, what is the opposite of hate, all right? Or what is the opposite of love, okay? Apathy. It's not, love isn't the opposite of hate. Hate's not the opposite of love. It's apathy. So when you hate somebody so much, like a mother-in-law, you are more close to loving them than not caring about them. Is that interesting? When you hate somebody. So there's a chance that he hated his mother-in-law so much that this is what I think happened, okay? Okay, how many of us have mother-in-laws that come to stay? Yeah, right, I know. It just happens. Okay, by the way, I already promised my kids I will never want to do that. I do not want to stay in somebody else's house where I don't have, you know, my own bathroom. I can't, you know, make noise. I want access to my own. I would rather spend the money, you know, on $49 motel room if I could, okay, than stay at someone's house. Right? I used to stay at everybody's house and on their couch and all that, but I already told my kids, no, I will not stay at the house. That's okay. Yeah, even if the grandkids are like, oh, Grandma, Dr. Dahlia, I'm going to have them call me Scoob. I don't want to be called Grandma, so I'm going to be called Scoob. Or Dolly, maybe I'll let them do that. I don't know, I got to figure it out. Whatever doesn't sound old, Scoob doesn't sound old, so I'll probably let them call me Scoob. I like Scoob. So, yes, and it's going to be really cute, little babies running around going, Scoob! Like, oh my God, you're so cute. Okay, anyway. Yeah, I'm already fantasizing about grandbabies because my kids are already at the age where they're kind of grumpy and they're kind of jerks to me, you know, and they're kind of, you know, they're teens. They're, you know, so I'm like, all right, you know, let's just start now hoping for the grandkids because I think, you know, the cuteness is gone and they don't want anything to do with me, but the grandkids will love me because I'm going to spoil them to death. All right, let's move on. So, mother-in-laws come and visit and that really stinks. Okay, nobody wants to be, you know, have anybody else in the house, especially somebody that could judge them. So now here you are, and you're trying to cope because you have a family here where the mother-in-law is over a lot. So how do you cope? Well, one way to cope is to talk yourself into liking them. It's like, all right. And look, we've all done this. Maybe not with our mother-in-law, but, you know, like, for example, like work. You know, gosh, I really hate working with this person, but maybe I could, I don't know, you know, try to find the, you know, make lemonade out of it. You know, life gives you a lemon, like, make lemonade. So there's a chance that he just took it too far. Or there's a chance that it's that, you know, what's that nursing psychological syndrome? I know I should know this, but it's the one like the Florence Nightingale type syndrome where whoever takes care of you, you start to fall for, and there's some Freudian undertone because of the motherly thing. You know, some people really didn't have a good mother figure, and so they look to their wife to be motherly, and then they start to fall in love with that. It's very, very weird. Okay, you know, luckily I'm not very motherly to my kids. You know, I'm kind of, you know, witchy, and so nobody that they later fall in love with will be remotely reminding them of me, which is why I think my kids are going to find love later. Okay, so anyway, so those things could happen. So it is okay if I could just, you know, end this now. Okay, on a high note. Okay, many people could fall in love with their mother-in-law because of the Florence Nightingale effect, or because they're trying not to hate her, and then they, yeah, okay, all right, good. Whew. So be careful out there, guys. You could be falling in love with your mother-in-law. Now, what about women falling in love with their father-in-law? I don't know if there's been any cases to that. I know there's been women that have fallen in love with their own dads. But father-in-law, I would think more of a father-in-law issue than a mother-in-law. You know, because older men look good. You know, they just do. And a lot of older women have to, you know, struggle to look attractive. But I think, like, for example, okay, who's a really, really good-looking older man that I do? Oh, yeah, like Harrison Ford. I mean, yeah, if he was my father-in-law, wow. Yeah, so I could see that. I could see that. Not with my personal father-in-law, but if, let's say, Michael Fassbender was, you know, 30 years older than me, yeah. Yep. All right, let's hit some medical news. Virginia health officials said several recent cases of hepatitis A, all right, have been linked to strawberries at Tropical Smoothie. This is in Virginia. The Virginia Department of Health said testing indicates frozen strawberries from Egypt used at Tropical Smoothie Cafe stores could be to blame for the illness. Tropical Smoothie Cafe had stopped using strawberries from Egypt. I didn't know that we have to import our own strawberries. We don't grow strawberries here. And all of its stores, including those outside Virginia, after learning about the potential issue, the smoothie chain said the cafes and their food handling practices have not been implicated in any way. Health officials are encouraging anyone who consumed a smoothie with frozen strawberries at a restaurant in the last 50 days to watch for symptoms of hepatitis, so jaundice, fever, fatigue, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. The urine will turn dark because of the urobilinogen and the bilirubin components, which also cause jaundice, and then light-colored stool, again, because of the bile. Or the bilirubin component of that. Individuals who consumed a smoothie from a tropical smoothie cafe in Virginia that contained frozen strawberries on August 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th in this year may still benefit from a vaccine or immunoglobulin to prevent hepatitis A. A vaccine will prevent against future hepatitis A infections. And immune globulin will help block current hepatitis A in your body. Health officials said a vaccine or immune globulin given within 2 weeks of exposure to hepatitis A is effective. There are 96 tropical smoothie cafe locations throughout Virginia alone, according to the chain's website. There is no information at this time that any other locations right now has been affected. So, if you have had hepatitis A or if you've been vaccinated for hepatitis A, there's a good chance you're already immune and you wouldn't be at risk for getting the disease. Anyone who consumed a smoothie after the frozen strawberries were removed from the restaurants is not thought to be at risk for hepatitis A. Boy, that stinks. I think it's very interesting that we import the strawberries from Egypt. You know, it's interesting. Egypt must have made a lot of strawberry farms. That's, huh. I got to say, though, I love the taste of frozen strawberries. I love strawberry flavor anything, except ice cream. I don't like strawberry-flavored ice cream. You know, like the Neapolitan, I'll only eat the chocolate out of it. I won't eat the strawberry ice cream. I don't understand why. I mean, strawberry ice cream is kind of yummy. All right, so Tropical Smoothie is on the case, and we'll keep you guys posted. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Be Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so medical costs for retirees are still rising. And this is very, very scary because many of us are trying to figure out when, you know, I mean, we want to figure out when we could retire. And I remember growing up, I'm like, okay, if I could have, you know, a maybe $100,000 in the bank by the time I retire. I could live on that. Well, no. Okay, $100,000, no. All right, that, I mean, especially if we're going to be living till our 80s or 90s. And so you don't seem to really factor it in when you're younger and you're planning this. Okay, well, what about medical costs? And our medical costs are skyrocketing as we speak. So this new analysis from Fidelity Retiree Healthcare Cost Estimate says a 65-year-old couple retiring in 2016 will need a whopping $260,000 to cover their healthcare costs in retirement. That's just healthcare costs. That's it. Okay? That's not even housing. That's not even food, entertainment, etc. Okay, so that's a big problem. All right, they say here that is 6%, up 6% from last year, and the highest estimate since the company began calculations in 2002. I'm just not going to retire. You know, no, that's not going to happen. It was 220,000 in 2014, then it went up to 245,000, and it's based on a life expectancy of 85 years old for men and 87 years old for women. So what's the breakdown? Well, 36% of monthly expenses are going to be associated with Medicare Part B and Part D premiums. 40% for,
forgive me for being naive. I thought we have a private system, except for when our hardworking Americans who have been paying taxes their whole lives, okay, and putting money into the system, they then get coverage when they're over 65. They don't have to be nickel and dimed. They don't have to pay extra expenses. They could get basic coverage of a doctor's office, of a hospital, and medicine. Somehow that got changed to only hospitalization. And now they have to pay extra out of pocket to go to the doctor or for their medications. That makes absolutely no sense to me. If I was anybody that put all that money into the into the system for it not to be there for me, I would be furious. 40% of Medicare cost sharing provisions, including co-payments, co-insurance, and deductibles. Okay, well then where the heck is all the Medicare money? Well, Dr. Dolly, it's the baby boomers. So there's more people that are going to be taken out of Medicare. Well, no. If these baby boomers are the ones that put into the system, right? If these baby boomers, okay, right, got out of World War II. Well, they didn't get out of World War II. They were born after World War II, okay? They started working pretty much in the 60s, okay? Lyndon B. Johnson helped set up Medicare. They're putting money in since 1960, so we're looking at 4 or 5 decades of putting money in, then that money should technically be sitting there. Well, Dr. Dahlia, there's cost of living, there's cost of... not to the point where they need to be putting in 36% of in monthly expenses and cost sharing provisions and payments and coinsurance and deductibles. Okay, there should be enough money to offset that. And then what about the interest? Didn't the government put this money in a bank and wasn't it gaining interest? Oh, we were supposed to do that? No, we spent it on hammers and toilet seats. Well, that's a problem. 24% of the costs are associated with prescription drug out-of-pocket expenses, including copays and amounts not covered by Medicare Part D. So you have Medicare A, B, D, and you still have to pay out-of-pocket. Fidelity, for the first time, examined the costs associated with long-term care, which it says could impact 7 to 10 Americans who reach 65, 7 in 10 Americans who reach 65 years old in the next 5 years. Fidelity estimates that a 65-year-old would need an additional $130,000 to insure against long-term care expenses. Okay, I'm going to say that's an underestimate. Okay, I could easily see long-term expenses go to well beyond that. That assumes that the couple is in good health and buys a policy with an $8,000 maximum monthly benefit. They said, keep in mind, according to the Washington Post, that most experts recommend that a couple buys long-term care insurance before they turn 65 when the rates are much cheaper. So Adam Stavinsky, Senior Vice President of Fidelity Benefits Consulting, says the increases can be attributed to increased use and rapidly increasing drug costs. Those costs are going up partly because the introduction of generic drugs has slowed. Stavinsky says Fidelity hopes that the latest numbers are a call to people to be aware of the financial risk of healthcare costs. He says the cost will be one of the biggest financial obligations they take into retirement. Being aware of those obligations is critical, and he says employers are also increasing their efforts to make employees understand these types of obligations. I mean, we are creating a welfare state, and we are creating this with people that don't even want to be on welfare, that don't even want to be on the government dime. Okay, do you think I want to go on Medicare later? No. I want to know that, you know, if I invested money, I could live on that money, that I could still work, that I could still, I don't want to retire. I don't. I want to work till I can, but most likely I'll be fired from something, right? Maybe I'll be fired from radio. Maybe I'll be fired from medicine. Who knows, okay? But I know my career is going to end at some point, but I want to still be able to work, which is another thing that really ticks me off. When retirees want to still work to supplement the income that the government's giving them, then they start losing the government income to the point where they're like, well, then maybe I won't work. I mean, I really don't understand what we're trying to do here. Now, okay, well, what about places to retire? What are some of the best places to retire? Well, this is interesting. According to WalletHub, they have the 10 best and worst cities to retire in 2016. So these are very interesting. It's a personal finance website, and it ranked 150 largest cities in America on its viability for retirees to spend their golden years, looking at cost of living, availability of quality health care, recreational opportunities, and Orlando, Florida hits the top spot today. Whereas Providence, Rhode Island ranked the worst place because they scored lowest in categories like health care and quality of life. They said Worcester, Massachusetts, Newark, New Jersey, Chula Vista, California, Aurora, Illinois also rounded out the bottom five cities. So right now we have Orlando, Florida bringing the top. Okay. Tampa, Florida, also probably because of the income tax. Scottsdale, Arizona. That came out. I remember Scottsdale. Love Scottsdale. Miami, Florida. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Las Vegas, Nevada. Dee, that's my dad. Woo-hoo. Sin City. Love Las Vegas. Love it, love it, love it. A lot of leisure activities. More affordable than many places. Quality of life. And you got the home of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Very good doctors here. Healthcare in Las Vegas. Awesome. Thank you, Las Vegas. Dee. Cape Coral, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Los Angeles, California. They actually rank second overall for quality of life, probably because you don't have all the bad weather. You know, as we get older, we really don't want to be shoveling snow. We don't really want to be dealing with hurricanes, so that's an issue. And that's another thing about Orlando. Orlando is more inland. All right, so here are the main findings. Orlando, Tampa, Scottsdale, Miami, Sioux Falls, Las Vegas, Cape Coral, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Los Angeles. Then came San Francisco. But see, here's the problem with San Francisco. It's very, very expensive. So it ranked very low in cost, but it ranked number one with activities to do in San Francisco. Yeah, don't they have like a Fisherman's Wharf, and there's so much to do. I love San Francisco. St. Louis, Missouri, Fort Lauderdale, Salt Lake City, Port St. Lucie, New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans actually ranked lower in health care, but it did rank higher with activities. Cincinnati, Boise, San Diego, Tucson, Arizona. Oh, even Henderson, Nevada came in 36th. See? Reno, Nevada, 33. All right, again, it's really good with our Nevada states. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. We are back on
the Dr. Elliot Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A federal judge on Sunday blocked the Obama administration from enforcing new guidelines that were intended to expand restroom access for transgender students across the country. This bathroom issue when it comes to transgender students has definitely been heating up and extremely controversial. And Judge Reed O'Connor of the Federal District Court for the Northern District of Texas said in a 38-page ruling, which he said should apply nationwide, that the government had not complied with federal law when it issued directives which contradict the existing legislative and regulatory text. Judge O'Connor, whom President W. Bush nominated to the federal bench, said that not granting an injunction would put states in the position of either maintaining their current policies in the face of the federal government's view that they are violating the law or changing them to comply with the guidelines and cede their authority over the issue. The judge's order was a case brought by officials from more than a dozen states, is obviously, you know, a victory for some that, you know, are trying to, you know, restore the current restroom guidelines, which, and then for others, for others, this puts them a few steps back in the progress that they're making when it comes to transgender bathrooms, and allowing students who identify with the sex that they identify with to enter the bathroom of their choice. So this has definitely been a subject that, I mean, we never thought growing up would be an issue. We just, girls went to, you know, one bathroom, boys went to the other, and, you know, now we're having, discussions, which I think the discussion has to be. I mean, you know, where we have some children that do not identify as boy or girl, and we're being told there's one school that is not allowed to use the term boy or girl at risk of hurting the feelings of someone who's transgender. And so what I want to caution everybody on is, are they going to unfortunately put kids at risk with how they're approaching this? Okay, I need to look up this source. One of my listeners had shown me that there was a issue in school where they couldn't separate boys and girls. I'll have to pull this up. And if I was the child in class, I don't know if I would want all that attention and change surrounded by me bringing up, I mean, you know, we all identify the way we identify, okay? I've always identified as a girl. But my type of girl was a different type of girl that I thought my friends did, okay? You know, when I was 5 years old, I had some heavy-duty crushes on kids in my class. In fact, I had three boyfriends in kindergarten. Now, all we did was kiss on the lips. That's just a kiss, like a little type of thing. But, okay, so obviously I wasn't the typical girl. I was a girl growing up, and I could be very honest, that identified as a girl, but always wanted to hang out with the boys because I liked kissing boys. I liked kissing anybody. My mom said I would go up, find a man in the street, a stranger, and want to go up and kiss him. I liked guys. A lot of women in my life were kind of mean, so I didn't really like women that much, but I always thought guys were like daddy, and I was daddy's girl, and I just like going up to guys and giving them a peck on the cheek. And so when I was like that in school, I mean, that's what I would do. Now, the typical girl, okay, in school wasn't like that. Although I'm kind of glad the stereotype is now going away. The typical girl in school was, oh, boys are ucky. You know, you don't touch boys. Boys are going to give you warts. Wearing dresses. You know, a lot of girls like dolls. I didn't like dolls. I liked playing in the mud. I liked playing with the toys that the guy, and I wasn't so much a tomboy. It's just I thought the toys that boys were playing with were a lot more interesting. And maybe one of the psychological reasons for that is I had an older sister, and I didn't like her very much growing up. And so when she would play with a doll, and I wanted it, she said no, and we would fight or whatever, I'm like, well, heck with this, I'll go play with my big wheel. And you want to know what? My big wheel was so much fun. And so I would start to hang out with a lot of the boys outside playing with their big wheels while the girls were playing with their balls and their dolls and Betty Crocker sets and that kind of thing. And the boys, you know, we were bouncing a ball, it was so much more fun. And so, yeah, I'm going to go to the girls' restroom, I'm going to pee. Did I ever want to stand and pee? Well, yeah, because that's what Daddy did. Daddy got to stand and pee, and it looked like it was so much easier than having to sit there and, you know, navigate the underwear and all that. But no, I was totally fine with it. And so, even though I'm a girl, even though I'm heterosexual, I mean, you know, I was not the typical girl, unless a lot of us girls did that, and everybody pretended to play with dolls, but nobody wanted to play with dolls. They all wanted to kind of play with the Transformers and the Light Bright. I had Light Bright in the 70s. I loved Light Bright and Mr. Mouth, and I loved being on a bicycle, and I really wanted to learn how to skateboard, too. I just liked that kind of stuff, and I didn't like wearing skirts. I hated wearing skirts because then everybody could see your underwear when you're running around and you're, you know, whatever. And so, you know, I'd much rather wear skorts. They had something called skorts where, you know, you had the shorts under the skirt, or pants. So I wouldn't scrape up my knees and stuff. So otherwise my mom would put Mercurochrome on it and then I would have that pink mercury stuff all over my knees, which really drew attention that I had a boo-boo on my knee. But it worked, okay? So, you know, I think we could all agree that everybody identifies their own way. So now what do we do when it comes to bathrooms, okay? So, so according to this case here right now, it basically blocks the Obama administration from enforcing guidelines and punishing schools, organizations and companies, etc. And according to Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas, he says, "We are pleased that the court ruled against the Obama's administration's latest illegal federal outreach. The president is attempting to rewrite the laws enacted by the elected representatives of the people and is threatening to take away federal funding from schools to force them to conform. That cannot be allowed to continue, which is why we took action to protect states and school districts who are charged under state law to establish a safe and disciplined environment conducive to student learning." So he said that the court prevented the federal government from relying on its flawed, unlawful guidance documents to schools' employers in an injunction that is effective nationwide. So let's go to what is going on with the kids? Well, right now there's a North Carolina school that's telling teachers don't call students boys and girls. Okay? So boys who identify as girls will be permitted to participate on all girl field trips. Another guideline indicates that we leave gender out. I mean, like whenever they do, okay, guys, girls on one side of the room, boys on the other. That's gone. I think the kids could relate, but if the other kids start to notice there's this awkwardness where, okay, here's the thing. Kids like to identify. Kids like to group. And one of the first things we teach kids with identity is, okay, you are, you know, mommy's baby. You are 5 years old. You're a girl. And kids need to start, I guess, grouping and forming an identity. If we are not going to give children the identity of boy and girl, okay, that they are just kids, we need to be ready psychologically for how we do that, okay? Because one of the easiest things we did as a stepping stone for kids is use that as an identity. So this is going to be a new world where we don't tell kids they're a boy or a girl. And I understand that really helps when you have a child that it's very conducive for a child that's confused. Like, okay, I'm a boy, but I don't feel like a boy. I feel like a girl. And so the boy-girl definition won't exist anymore. So then they don't feel like they're not mainstream. The only thing is okay, we need to, we as we make this change, okay, we need to transition smartly. And we also need to make sure that we, when it comes to the bathrooms, that we don't have issues where we have lack of privacy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll talk more about this in a second.
Right. This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.